Hi everyone, this is Rav Yossi Golden, and here is this week's parenting from the Parsha. Well, actually, it's parenting from the Moed for Tisha B'Av, entitled Relating to and Educating Towards the Sad Times. I find this time of the year, the period of the 3 weeks, the 9 days, and culminating with Tisha B'Av, to be the hardest of the year religiously, for a few reasons. It's a time when we are commanded to mourn, to be sad, but no one likes to be sad. It's much more enjoyable to be happy and to tap into the numerous times of happiness and celebration within the Jewish calendar. Compounding the problem, this time period inevitably falls out during the summer season, a time that is designated for fun and leisure, making it particularly challenging to get into a mode of mourning and sadness. Finally, and most importantly, the unique challenge connecting to mourning during this time is the fact that Beit HaMikdash was destroyed thousands of years ago. For generations, we have become accustomed to a reality without its existence. How can we truly grieve for something that we never personally had, and therefore don't really miss? Because of these issues, many of us do our best to just get through these weeks, managing the imposed restrictions as best possible, or perhaps even finding creative ways to get around them. We bide our time until the weeks pass, and we can resume our regular summer mode and activities. And when it comes to our children as well, this approach is certainly true. We either don't want to burden them with the sadness, or we simply don't know how to talk to them about the sorrowful themes of Tisha B'Av. So we therefore do our best to get them through these weeks finding fun activities that are allowed to occupy their time. While our kids understand that there are certain things that practically they can't do during this time, and that we fast because there is no longer a Beit HaMikdash, we don't spend time discussing and processing this difficult and sad topic with them. Children in camp may have some learning or programming dedicated to these topics, but as a general rule, these subjects are not a priority or a focus for us as parents. While much of this is understandable and reasonable, I believe that this approach and attitude is unfortunate, both for our own personal avodat Hashem and in our role as parents. It is important for us to realize that the Jewish calendar year is a progression, with various emotions and feelings at different points of the year. This is by design. There are moments of fear and trepidation, moments of elation and joy, moments of sadness and grief, and so much more in between. The various highlights of the year, the biblical and rabbinic chagim, fast days, mini holidays, and other time periods, come together each year to create a flow and serve to elicit the continuum of human emotions over the course of the year. Through this flow of the year, we are able to experience the gamut of human emotions within the context of God and spirituality, each at its proper time. We are thus able to recognize and appreciate that our avodat Hashem is not done in only one way, or through one singular emotion, but rather can and should be cultivated through all the human emotions, each in their correct context and time. With this in mind, we can better understand the importance of this time period within the flow of the Jewish year, and thereby understand the importance of relating to it properly. As important as it is to celebrate the happy times in the Jewish calendar, it is likewise important to commemorate and reflect upon the sad times as well. The human experience naturally contains times of sadness and despair in addition to moments of happiness and joy. It is therefore important that we access and develop these emotions in a religious context. As David HaMelech says in Tehillim Perek Kuf Chavav 126, Hazorim bidima berina yiktsoru, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Our ability to connect to the religiously happy moments and to reap their benefits depends upon our ability to connect to the religiously tearful and despondent moments as well. Sometimes the connection between these two states of emotion may be apparent, while at other times they may not, but the connection is there. Therefore, we should make a determined effort to connect to this period as part of our overall religious experience, despite the challenges. Rav Soloveitchik notes that as opposed to the personal mourning for a relative, which is instinctual, mourning for the Beit HaMikdash is much harder. Therefore, suggests Rav Soloveitchik, the mourning for Tisha B'Av needs to be taught. We must learn how to mourn, to wail and weep for the Churban Beit HaMikdash, the destruction of the temple. He explains that this is why the mourning of Tisha B'Av, in contrast to personal avilut, to personal mourning, begins with a period of lighter mourning, with 3 weeks, and then builds up to intense mourning, culminating with Tisha B'Av, because it takes time to relate to the sadness of Tisha B'Av, and it needs to be created. It behooves us, therefore, to take the time and effort to connect to these days, by attending or listening to shiurim classes about these weeks, study the keynote recitations, watch videos or presentations about the Beit HaMikdash, etc., each of us in our own way. With a plethora of platforms and mediums at our fingertips, this should be manageable for all of us. It might be hard, but it's important nonetheless. And our obligation of chinuch applies to this time period, just as it applies to the rest of the year. If we focus with our children solely on the happy and fun moments of the Jewish calendar, then we are giving them an unrealistic perspective on life and on Judaism. Because of this, While we may think that we are helping our children by protecting them from sadness and sorrow, in reality we are hurting them. Of course, all conversations about death and destruction must be age-appropriate, and each parent can make their own decisions in setting proper parameters, but it is important to speak with our kids, at all ages, about the challenging times of our history as a people, and to discuss how to relate to them on a practical level. By doing so, we will help our kids gain a realistic picture of both life and Yahadut, how life is full of many emotions, sometimes even conflicting ones, and enable them to create the concrete space needed to experience the full gamut of emotions in their Avodat Hashem. We will also model for them how to deal with sadness and sorrow in a healthy and productive way. The weeks and days leading up to Tisha B'Av can be challenging for us, both personally and as parents. It is hard for us to relate to the sadness, and it is challenging to cultivate the feeling and mood appropriate for this time. Our natural reaction, therefore, is often to rush through these days with minimal reflection and very little dialogue with our children. However, hidden within these days are unique opportunities for us spiritually, and it is incumbent upon us to connect to those opportunities even as we work to help our kids relate to them as well. Thank you for listening. Wishing everybody a Shabbat Shalom and a meaningful fast.